So let's say, all right.
And with the steamed rice. Woo-hoo.
All right. So your girl comes up to you, and she says she wants a hall pass, right? But the thing is, not with anybody, like, it, just anybody. It's somebody famous.
Okay.
Do you grant it? And with you granting it, you get a hall pass, and that could be with anybody. It don't have to be somebody famous. It could be anybody.
There ain't no hall passes. If you want to go down the hall, you can go down the hall and stay down there.
What?
So you stay down the hall.
So you don't know?
Stay down the
she
hall.
She got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Okay. Stay with that opportunity.
It's a no.
Hey, maybe y'all, you know, maybe you and Usher might go ahead and forge a, you know, y'all might actually turn this thing into a real relationship. You can stay. Oh, man.
What happened?
I just thought about something.
Say it.
There was a little Instagram post where old girl Kiki and her boyfriend was talking in regards to, you know, what happened.
The fuck? Say it. Like, you'd be mysterious and
no,
shit.
No, I'm not being mysterious. I mean, you know, you saw my Instagram is down, so I can't send it to you. But I was just thinking, like, damn, that could have been, like, another little topic about, you know, what's going on. And, you know.
I think we've had enough of the Kiki thing. Or is there some, like, is it juicier?
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's juicier, but, you know, dude's, he's insecure.
He's going through it?
He's insecure.
So so your girl got hammered by Usher. What was the word you said? Lamammered?
Enamored.
Enamored? Enamored. Where the fuck you come up with these words?
In the dictionary? I don't know. I just be knowing words.
Well, you're like, no. You just say, like, nobody talks like that. Let's be real.
People talk like that.
No, nobody talks like that.
T.I. talks like that.
Nobody. Is him and Tiny still together?
As far as I know. Pretty sure they are. I don't think they going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you leave a woman like her that allows you to do your thing and still have your family? Like, shit. It's a perfect scenario. And it seems like they, you know, like they be getting down together with different women.
Yeah, they do. I think they do.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. That'd be so cool. You don't think so?
Hell yeah.
Right? That you winning, bro. Like, your girls and the girls.
Yeah, that's the greatest shit ever.
I tried it.
My girl has a girlfriend.
I tried it. My wife said I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm sick with lust.
I was like, what does her ass look like? She's like, would you stop? You're just gross. And I'm like, look at it. She's staring at it. Like, you don't just want to rub it all over your face. She's like, I got hit. I get hit from time to time.
I mean, see, you gotta play it up. You gotta do it smoother.
How would you do it?
It all starts with the. It starts with the. Damn, baby, look at her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how, like, sometimes if you're with your girl and another girl walks by and you're like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Instead of it, like how I used to do, like, in past relationships, instead of me just being like looking with the wandering eye, I'd be like, babe, look. Like, look at her ass. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do that. I look in the direction she's walking before she goes, and I make her walk into my eyesight. So I don't get in trouble.
Yeah, no, you gotta, you know, get her into just like, look, babe, look. We both got eyes.
This is horrible. Look at the way she's dressed.
We both got eyes. Like, I know you see other men besides me. I mean, I know they don't look as good as me, but, you know, there's other men on the planet.
Tell me you don't want to be in that kitty like cat food.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, look at this shit. Look.
You've heard them on Bumping Gum.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumpy Goes Podcast. Dirty J. My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that mother up out of her. Dirty J.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome, everybody, back to the Bumpy Guns Podcast. I'm Dirty J. Here, my right-hand man is Kevy Kev.
What up, what up?
I did not mess up that intro.
You did not.
I've been practicing. I was in the mirror, like, till 3 in the morning the other day. Baby came in and said, what the hell are you doing? You're keeping me up. I'm like, you're really messing me up right now.
Look, I'm studying.
Yeah. Get your ass back in bed.
I'm making everything right.
Make me remind you what respect is.
Don't make me come in there.
But we back. Episode 219.
Yes, sir.
Back in effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
In full effect.
So you kind of like just be like, so look at that and hopefully baby bites.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, the only issue that you have, right? You're what? 8 years in? Like, it's kind of hard.
Man, we two in 2 weeks, 8 years.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to, you know, change things up.
I should have did it from jump.
Yeah.
So you're saying leave her, give it a few weeks, start over.
That's not what I said at all.
Okay, I'm gonna try what Kev said.
No, what I'm saying is that's something that you have to, you know, you kind of have to have that already going together. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that you're not doing anything wrong. Like, there's people around us, and if the person that, if there's happens to be a person that walks by you that is visually appealing, you know.
What if that shit just backfires? You're like, yeah, she is pretty. What do you think about him?
He's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you just, he's okay. But her, I think she wouldn't mind probably coming by the crib.
He's stupid.
She could be a friend to the family.
There's a dog. So how was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was good. You know, brother had to work, but of course it was good.
Good weekend.
Good weekend.
Bro, I had a horrible weekend. I couldn't wait to tell you. I haven't told you what happened. All right.
Hold on. Hold the thought. Because there's something that you haven't told me yet.
What haven't I told you?
You haven't told me why you went back to Apple.
You still with that?
I'm still with it.
So this is what happened.
I need to hear the story.
Let me give you the backstory real quick. I'll sum it up. I've been Team Android for as long as forever.
Yes.
And baby, the kids, everybody switched to Apple for I have no idea reason why.
Because it's the best.
It's not. It's really not. And then I was like, fuck it. I was ready for an upgrade. I said, let me give it a little dabble. Let me.
Nah, you wasn't. It wasn't a dabble. You wanted to go ahead and get you an Android. See. You wanted to get, you know, wanted to get back into the green gang.
Let me see what the big. No, well, this is when I got introduced to iPhone.
Okay.
All right, let me see what the big stink is about.
Okay.
Got iPhone. I had it for like a few months. I was like, okay, I get it. I mean, it's cool. It's easy. It's smooth and everything. But it's not an Android. It doesn't give you the oomph that an Android does.
Yeah, it's like driving a Mercedes.
It's more like, I would say like a Lincoln. Lincoln.
Okay.
Still up there. Still smooth and everything. But it's not an Android.
So what would an Android be?
Mercedes.
Fuck no.
That was a hard F. All right.
It's like a Hyundai.
I with my Android, I was used to upgrading every single year. I get a brand new phone.
Yeah, because they're whatever. Throwaway phones.
I learned with Apple, the big upgrade is every other year. So I was like, damn, I have to stick with this phone for 2 years?
Yeah.
I was kind of upset, but I said, fuck it. I've had this phone now for going on 2 years.
Right.
And we're switching companies, and I'm due for an upgrade. Well, as we know, the new iPhone don't come out till a few more months.
Right.
I said, you know what? I'm not going to get the same iPhone. That makes absolutely no sense. Mm-hmm. Now's my chance. Let me go ahead and jump back to Android. Mm-hmm. Baby was like, kind of like,
go back home.
Yeah. Baby was like, you're not going to like it. I said, you're not going to tell me what the fuck to do first off. I'm going to like what I like.
I'm not going to like it. I'm going to love it.
Everybody said I wasn't going to like you. Here we are 8 years later.
Was that the other way around?
I don't know. Who remembers now? So I got my Android. I got the S23 Ultra. Got everything.
Yeah, you. Yeah, the shit eating grin when I came in the phone in the house. She was like, "Look what I did."
And baby was like, "Okay, you look happy. I'm happy for you." 2 days in, I just realized there's so much into Android, and it's not as easy as iPhone. There's just so much, so much. It became starting getting frustrating. I guess Apple has stupidized me, where it's like I'm just dumb now and I just need the basic shit. I was so frustrated. I can't tell her that. I can't take that loss. I literally went back to the store. I said, "My mans, I need you right now. Look after me." He goes, "What's going on, brother?" I said, "Hey, so we was in here 2 days ago, and just keep in mind, the day before I just sold my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
I sold everything. Got a new case. I was getting new earbuds. Everything. I was getting ready to sell my watch. Everything. I was full blown balls deep in this Android, right?" And I my mans. So I'm gonna be real with you. The account's in my wife's name, because it's an employee account. I said, "It's in her name. I don't need no information. I don't need nothing. I don't want to go home and hear that I told you so. I don't know if you're married or not." He goes, "I am." I said, "Come on, work with me. All I need is to switch phones." He goes, "Well, what's wrong with this one?" I'm like, "Nothing, but she was right. I hate it." And that's what he started laughing. He goes, "Brother, I got you." I said, "My guy." He goes, "What are we trying to do?" I said, "I'm going back to iPhone, man. I don't want to, but I have to. We can't let her know. Obviously, she's going to find out later on today. I just want to skip the whole conversation."
Right.
He looked after me, bro. He looked after me. He goes, "You're not on the account, but let's see what we can do." Okay. He goes, "You have to pay the restocking fee, pay fee." I said, "I'm going to pay whatever. I don't want this phone. I'm not happy. I don't like it no more." and he's laughing all the time. And he goes, "I remember when y'all were here, y'all were dealing with so-and-so. I was next to y'all. And she told you." I said, "Don't do that. We're doing so good. Don't do that.
You used to be my homie.
Yeah,
like used to be my ace.
We started off on
now
such
I want to smack the taste out your mouth.
We started off on such a good foot. Don't do that, because I'm trying to avoid the whole I told you so conversation."
I say,
"Come on, look after me." We wham bam, switch phones, whatever. I said, "Thank you," dapped him up. I was out. About an hour later, I got a text, "How you doing?" I'm not responding, because I know as soon as I respond, blue bubble's coming up.
Right.
I'm not responding. "You okay?" Nothing. "Hello?" Question mark. Nothing. No, and I'm like, she'll be home in an hour. I'm going to hold off an hour. She's not going to be so mad. All I get was I could see your location. Oh, shit, I don't know you could do that. I forgot you could, right? I still don't respond. She walked in, and she just comes into the door, just looks at me up and down.
Head cocked to the side.
Yeah, yeah. The stupidest grin. I hated that grin. I want to smack that grin off her face. Stupidest grin on her face. And I said, "How was your day at work?" She goes,
"I told you so."
That's what she said. And I said, "Let's not do that. Look, we both know what happened. We both know what I did, what I didn't do. Let's skip the conversation. Let's just move on."
Like, I'm team iPhone.
So, yeah, that was it. And I go, "How did you know?" She goes, "Well, when you weren't answering, I want to make sure you're okay." And she goes, "I forgot you switched to Android, and I pulled up your location. But when I pulled up, I was like, oh, I can't see his location. Wait a minute. Why can I see his location now?" She was, "I couldn't see it yesterday." And then she goes, "This mother, I know what he did." And I was like, I hate that she knows me so well. I hate it, bro. Like, I truly hate it.
Hey, that's good, though.
She tells me shit that I'm thinking before I even think it. She's like, don't think that. And I'm like, what? She goes, "You're about to think." And I was like, how the fuck? I hate it.
She's playing chess with your ass while you playing checkers.
Man. I'm over here. She's on some Chinese checkers. Yeah. She's like, bro, I don't like it.
Hey, it's all good.
So ultimately, Android's a better phone, but I'm happier with iPhone. I'm going to stay with iPhone. It's easier. It's smoother to work. It's just simpler. It's more. It works more with other iPhone users. Like, I couldn't check my kids' locations. I couldn't send them things. Didn't have Apple Cash, nothing like that. So
right.
It's just like, if you're in the network, it's a better phone to stick with iPhone. But if you have your choice, and when your family's not against you, I would suggest Android.
See, I'm gonna tell you, like,
you get more bang for your buck with Android.
I don't think so. I think that, like, granted, both phones are very good phones, right? I think that the Galaxy is a dope phone. I think that the Google phone is a dope phone. But when I look at everything in its totality, I just think Apple is just better. And not to mention, you know, when you start talking about the other stuff and not just the phone, like, all these motherfuckers can do what they want. Google can do whatever they want. That watch is an ugly ass fucking watch.
It is.
Don't nobody want that fucking big ass monstrosity on. It looks like one. You remember the diesel watches?
Yeah.
It reminds you of like a big ass ugly diesel watch. sorry to diesel watch wearers. I'm not talking shit about you.
You definitely are. They're gonna whoop your ass.
But those watches are
that big. They're gonna whoop your ass.
Those watches are ugly as fuck. And you know, if you threw that shit at somebody, you're probably gonna knock them out. Exactly. But yeah.
So yeah, this is where we at now.
And don't forget the iPad and it's just a
whole network.
Yeah.
Okay, back to my horrible weekend. All right, my girl's got the ass whooped. I'm not even trying to go there. My boys is tied for number two.
How's the girls doing? But I mean, I know that they got their ass whooped, but I know you got a couple of new girls. Well, I know you got the one new girl.
I got a couple of new girls. New girls are doing great. My newest one, she's actually doing really good.
Okay.
She's not clicking with the team. But other than, like, she's cool people.
She's not clicking because she sucks, or clicking?
No, wow. She's just not. I feel like she knows she's here part-time, so she's like, why am I going to make friends?
When you say that she's here part-time, are you talking about?
She's here visiting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's like, why am I make friends? But she cool people. We talk during the games, practice, all that. We dap each other up.
You make friends because the world is like the size of a pea nail.
Like, for example,
there's this thing called social media. And,
exactly. You can stay in touch. For example, we all went to the movies last night, the whole team, me, I was there, everything. And she didn't go. And I was like, damn, it kind of sucked. I wish you would have gone. Things like that.
Well, see. Yeah. Since you can't make it to the movies.
Forget that playing time.
Don't make it to the game.
Stupid.
Fuck out of here.
So, I don't know, like, bro, okay, I need your help. Am I wrong? Am I not? Like, what should I do? I really want to crack my daughter in the face. Baby, too. All right.
Sounds kind of violent.
This is what happened. No, it's very violent. We're driving. It's evening. We're in a not-so-decent part of town. Let's put it like that.
Okay. You're in the south side?
West side.
West side, okay.
I'm coming off the access road. I'm on my left lane. No, I'm on my right lane.
Okay.
How do we start? No, left. I'm on my right lane.
All right.
There's this car who's on the left lane where they can go straight or turn left.
Okay.
He scoots over to the right lane.
Okay.
There's no point to move to the right lane because he could have gone straight from where he was at he had options.
Right.
Right lane, you can only go straight.
Gotcha.
Only reason he's going straight, and again, it's dark. We're at a red light in the middle of almost nowhere. There's, like, fucking nothing around.
Gotcha.
The only reason he's getting in this lane, I'm thinking, is to cut me off, to block me from going anywhere, go rob me. I'm a full alert. I start pulling up, so I switch to my left lane to give myself some options.
Okay.
All right. I'm pulling up, and he's kind of back still a little bit from the light. I pull up a little bit past him to the line.
No, I'd never do that.
You stay back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking right at you.
I pulled a little bit past him. Now I have my windows up.
Now I'm at a disadvantage.
No, because I see him like whatever.
Because you have to look back at him because he's further back. That's why we side by side. I don't care if you're fucking five car lengths away from the stop. I'm right there with you. What you doing?
So my spidey senses is full alert. Everything's on alert. I'm ready to go. You ain't trying to end me up like Harold.
Okay.
Right? I ain't trying to be Harold from the light. So I'm like, damn.
I ain't going out like no punk cane.
All right. He starts rolling up. I'm like, oh, shit. It's on. It's on. I was like, baby about to get done like Pac. I'm Suge over here.
Suge shot me.
She in the middle of it. She about to get it. I love you. R.I.P. I'm already like thinking the worst. Dude pulls up in his truck, right next to me, tells me roll down my window. I crack it a little bit. Again, I'm full alert. He says, hey.
You got that thing on you though, right?
No.
What?
No, that's why I'm like, should I mash it? Like, what should I do? Tells me roll down my window like a punk. I roll down my window. Says, hey, turn on your lights. Again, I'm full alert. My only response, he caught me off guard. My only response was, okay. I turn on my lights. He drives off. All right.
He was on some I Know What You Did Last Summer. No, what? No, not like, what was that? Was it Scream?
I don't know.
One of the movies, you know, they, because you remember, like, that was like a thing back in the day where people would ride with their lights not on, and then they would try to get somebody to flash them, and then the first person that flashed them, they would go ahead and chase them. Yeah.
That's all my family needed. Oh, you a bitch? Oh, you listen to strangers? Turn on your lights? Yes, sir. I'm like, first of all, I didn't even say yes, sir. Y'all don't know, we almost died right now. I was on full alert. I'm driving.
With nothing.
Yeah, like, bro.
What you going to do, throw a cup at them?
It could have been ugly. They don't understand. Like, they don't understand what we just escaped. All my wife is like, you a bitch. And I'm like, damn, and my kids are in the back laughing. Laughing. Then my daughter wants to say, Dad. I go, what? He goes, turn on the lights. I said, stop. Like, now, all weekend, that's been the whole thing.
That's funny.
I go in my kid's room. It's dark. I'm saying, why is it so dark in here? My dad's like, turn on the lights. And I'm like, man.
That's going to be my new text to you just out of the blue. Turn on the lights.
And then they're like, all you said was okay. And you did it. Like, I'm like, what do you want me to do? He caught me off guard.
I mean, let's just be, you know, for the sake of being serious, you know what I'm saying? We'll go the serious route. Your lights was off.
Yes. Thank you. Plus, I thought he was about to kill us, and he's helping us. He probably saved our life.
Yeah. Now you can see. Like, look, I can see now.
Yeah. And so I turned on my lights. Like, they have not let me down from it.
Oh, that's funny, though.
So, like, I just want to choke him now. I want to go find this guy and just box him now.
I can really imagine being in that mode, and you're sitting there, and you're like, why is this motherfucker doing this?
And
what's going on? Yeah, you're having all these thoughts.
And he didn't look friendly at all. And the way he creeped up was real slow. I was like, ooh. So, like, everything started flashing. I remember that. I saw the first time me and baby met, our first dinner. I saw everything happening.
You saw your baby being born.
Yeah. Everything.
I love you, baby.
Ciao, ciao. And everything just went through my mind. And then so he told me to roll down my window. Like, and he said nicely, so I cracked it. He's like, hey, turn on your lights.
Damn, he didn't say, hey, your lights aren't on.
Nah, he said it nicely.
He just was like, turn on your lights, bitch.
Nah, it wasn't like that. He said, he squeaked, hey, turn on your
lights. He didn't squeak. He hit you with a straight, deep voice. He said as deep as he could get, turn on your lights, yo.
So, again, my only, because I caught me off guard, my only response was, okay.
I can understand it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's why I always have my shit on auto, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm like,
I was feeling kind of weird. I got my oil changed today, and I got into my car as I'm heading over here, and I'm like, why is my shit not lit up? Like, this ain't weird. This is wrong. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I look at my shit, and they turn the auto off on my car when they
Does that have to do with my story?
I mean, I'm telling you my story.
But you just,
I'm trying to get you in, just, I'm trying to get in on this.
You just like responded, what?
I'm trying to get in on this thing.
But you just be like, hey, I have something similar. Nothing. There was no transition.
That was a transition.
There was no. You just say like, I'm driving over here from getting an oil change. You just say like, hey, like something
I
weird
happened. I was driving over
something
here
weird
from
happened
getting
to me.
The oil change.
Something weird
I
happened.
I got in my car. Nah, bro, my like, shit wasn't right. And I was like, oh,
I feel
shit.
Like you're still like commenting on my story.
No.
You just went.
Fuck your story.
Oh, man. Woo. Speaking about really? Getting rolled up on, new information is being reported regarding Tupac's murder. We all know Orlando
dun,
did
dun,
it.
Dun.
We all know Orlando did it.
Yeah.
So what's...
I mean, I can't remember the dude's name, and that might be his name. I can't remember. I just remember, you know, obviously it was, you had the guy that was in the gang, that he got into the fight with, and he snatched his chain, and yeah.
So why isn't nobody getting arrested? Why is the case still open? What did they find? They raided somebody's house.
Yeah.
Which was the uncle, that dude's uncle.
Yeah.
What did they get?
I mean, after damn near 30 years, I wouldn't understand what the hell would there be still at this person's house? You know what I'm saying? It's not
like bullets from 30 years ago just laying around.
Right. You don't have. I would hope that this motherfucker ain't still got the gun.
Oh, that'd be hilarious if they did.
Like, please tell me you don't have the gun still.
With a note next to Tupac's murder weapon?
Right. Yeah, just put that shit up on the wall. Like, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
museum piece?
Honestly, now that I say that, I can see that being like.
Logical?
Not being logical, but I can see you like kind of almost enshrining it, you know, yeah. Like, you know, just put it up on the wall. Like, you wouldn't really say, you really wouldn't say nothing about it, but you might have like the gun and then like some pictures of Tupac on there.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, bro, you're so stupid.
Like, you wouldn't. You're not, like, saying that you shot him with this.
You're going to be like Lil' Chris from Boys in the Hood. Exactly. Hey, y'all want to see a murder weapon?
Yeah. Look at this gun. Man, you don't know about this gun, but.
Sit down. I got a story to tell you.
This gun got a whole lot of significance about it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just your regular 9mm.
Oh, what if that's what they got?
Then you gotta be what was that old show? The America's Most Dumbest Criminals.
Oh man,
he'd have to go on that.
Nah, it's gotta be worse than that. It would be worse than that.
You gotta shame him in front of the hood. Like, come on, now. Like, if that shit happens,
like, don't even give him jail time. The embarrassment is gonna be enough.
Right.
He gonna get his in the hood.
Yo.
Don't give him no jail time.
Yeah. I mean, but at the end of the day, if it's the streets already know who did it.
Oh yeah, it's been known.
Yeah, so I don't know. But hey, if it helps, you know, solve a murder, you know, it is what it is.
So who do you think's had the best year in rap so far? Song of the summer.
Best year in rap so far. I would probably have to say it would be like one of the girls. The girls have been having like a really good.
They have. They actually have.
Yeah, they've been.
It's
having
been a girl. Yeah, you're right. It's been a girls' year.
Yeah,
and I wasn't even going that way, but now that you mentioned it,
the girls have been doing like. Crazy numbers. Honestly, I'd probably, even though she's been on features and not like her own song, I'm gonna say Cardi. Cardi's been having a really good year.
Yeah. I was gonna go with somebody different. Not somebody as big, but I'm still really proud to see the growth.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with my man Toby.
What is, all right. I know you love Toby.
Man, I do.
How many songs has Toby put out this year?
Oh, fuck. I don't even know.
Oh, so he's been putting out work.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He just did the fucking Transformer.
Okay.
Yeah, his features have been stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been putting work in, bro.
I'm gonna have to tap back in.
It's not, he hasn't had like a, and I say it's big because he's been making big moves. Like Cardi, she's doing what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, and she's a major artist.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying.
Toby is more still, even though he's not truly underground, he's still kind of underground.
But he's still making, like, I think getting on the Transformer is huge.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he's, in a way, I would say it's been bigger than Cardi's because of the moves. Making so much noise from, I'm not going to say.
From an independent standpoint. And
there you go. I wasn't going to say nobody, but that was a better word.
Yeah.
As opposed to Cardi's doing what Cardi should do. We expect that from her.
Yeah.
Joyner album coming out, I think, in a couple weeks. I'm excited about that. I think Nas' album coming out. Friday. Man, I'm excited about that.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I'm excited because I want to. What is it about? Like,
I don't know, dog.
Is it
going
to be good?
Does
Nas still got it? What is it, like his 15th album?
Dog, Nas. One thing I will say, and I'll give Nas some props. In the last like 4 years, Nas has been putting in more work in the last 4 years than he did in the previous like 10, 15 years of his career. His first 10, 15 years of his career, I think he may have put out like 6, 7 studio albums. In the last 4 years, he's put out about that same amount of number. Like, it's crazy that ever since that he's turned about 40 years old, he's put out probably about 6, 7 albums in the last four or five years. And previously to that, it's been about the same.
17 albums.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm excited about this one. So, I'm a Nas fan.
I am, but I still, you know how like you want like a little growth from the artist,
yeah.
And I want him to do something different with the flow.
That's true too.
Like yeah, when I listen to the albums, it's just like
it's Nas.
Yeah, that's it. It's just like it's another Nas album. It's cool.
You know who I want to make another album?
Who's that?
Redman and Method Man.
Really?
Yeah. I've always liked their team.
I love Method Man. Like Method Man.
Method Man is stupid.
Method Man as just, he is, to me, the only person that ever bodied Biggie on a verse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of people too. He's eating.
Yeah.
And I feel like Red is one of the most underrated rappers.
Red's dope. But Meth, man, like when I hear him on a feature, it's just like, you know how like some rappers really take that feature thing and they kind of take it personal. It's mm-hmm. like, you know what? If I'm gonna be on this feature, I'm gonna bust your ass. And Meth comes in and bust pretty much everybody's ass on a feature.
And his acting is pretty dope.
I like his acting. I'll give him a five and a half.
I'll give him a solid 7, but I think they're putting him in the right roles.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, and of course, I've watched Power. Gives about 5, 5.5. So you never said. Oh, maybe you did.
Yeah, Toby.
My bad.
Come on, stick with it. Keep up with me. Nas has, I didn't know this was a topic, dropping 2.
Yeah.
Not Magic Drop 2. What?
Magic 2.
Magic 2 dropping this Friday.
Yeah.
Just went over that. 50 as a feature.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are you excited about the feature?
Not really.
I think it's kind of dope considering the fact that in a 20-year career, 20-year plus career, I'm pretty sure this is the first time that they've ever rapped together. And they're two New York artists. I think that's kind of dope.
I don't know. I'd rather see other features besides 50.
I don't know how much they got in the tank.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I do want to hear the song. I want to see what kind of direction they go in the song. I want to see if it's up tempo, if it's bars. Like I do want to hear the song. I do want to see where they're going, where they're taking the song, and you know, yeah, I do want to hear it. I wouldn't say I'm excited, but I definitely it's definitely piqued my interest.
It's not out yet?
Nah, it'll be out on Friday. Now, if it was later on a Thursday, it might be out. But you know,
Nas is actually, I just saw it. I forgot about it too. I think it's Black Thought. It was with Toby on the Transformers song.
So I'm gonna have to check out this Transformers album. What is it? What's it called? Soundtrack.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
But sure. I don't know. Like, there's other people I'd rather see besides 50. I mean, I guess it'd be cool. Is 50 going to spit like 50, though?
See, that's the thing. That's
is
the
he,
thing.
Is he going to do his thing? Who else would you want to see with Nas?
On a Nas feature, maybe J. Cole?
I was going that way.
Yeah.
Kendrick.
See.
Joel.
Nas
and Black would be dope.
I'm going to say with like Kendrick, I don't think that I really want that feature.
Because they're both storytellers.
Yeah, but you know how like you've heard rappers that really start spitting and they try to go so lyrical that you're just listening to the shit like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, he spits some crazy shit, but sometimes I'm like, what are you saying?
I don't think that he spits that lyrical to
me. Oh, shit.
No, me personally, I don't.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
You got issues, Stan.
No.
Yeah.
When I hear him rap, I just hear him saying just a bunch of words.
That's what my whole point is.
But that's not lyrical. Just
nah.
No, you're saying it in a sense, in a form of like he's, you know, saying like some crazy shit. To me, it's just like you're putting a bunch of words together and it's like, okay, so what? You rhymed orange with porridge.
That shit don't even rhyme, bro. You're a horrible rapper.
No, you know how like you can kind of.
I get what you're saying.
You can kind of try to.
That was just an ugly reference.
No, but I'm saying you bend the word to like make it rhyme. So it's like orange and porn.
Like what Eminem does.
Yeah.
Why do you make that face?
Yeah.
One of the best.
Okay.
Jake Paul says he's going to knock out Nate Diaz. It's possible.
Very possible.
I mean, Nate's what, like 80?
Something like that. I mean, Jake has a thing, and his business model is working. You know what I'm saying? He's fighting a lot of but he's fighting mainly UFC guys. And, yeah.
Has he ever been like a real, real fighter?
The only real fight that he had is the fight that he lost, which was against Tommy Fury.
But other than that, how would you say these fights are like promotional fights or?
Yeah, they're air quotes exhibition fights.
Exhibition, okay.
You know, because he's had what, like three or four mixed martial artists that he's fought, and then he had the fight with him and the basketball player. I can't think of his name right now.
Wasn't he ever supposed to fight
Nate Robinson? Who?
Mayweather or no?
No.
No?
His brother fought Mayweather.
Okay, that's where I'm looking at.
Yeah, his brother fought Mayweather.
Interesting. You gonna watch it?
No.
Wow.
I'll see it on, you know, it's one of those things like, yeah, you'll see the highlights on Instagram. Like,
it's not worth it?
Yo, I will not pay for that motherfucker's fight. Like, he can get y'all's motherfucking money. He ain't getting a dime from me.
Not from Kevy Kev.
Not from me.
Keep mines.
Keep it. Like, shit. Bullshit.
When you go out with a group, how do you split the bill? What the fuck?
I mean, you sent the...
I know. I didn't know what we were talking about. You didn't tell me nothing. None of these conversations that we're about to have.
You got the reading glasses on.
No conversation of what our topics were today.
You sent this.
I didn't know that was going to make the list.
But you sent
this. So what was the backstory?
It was a group of friends. They went out for somebody's birthday. And the bill came.
Yeah, it was like a lot.
It was like $4,600.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. Ruth Chris?
Damn.
I don't know. They went to some expensive-ass restaurant.
Remember that time we all went out for work?
Yeah.
It was Christmas.
Yeah.
Went to Hooters.
It was high.
We I think our limit was like 100. I don't know how that happened.
I don't even know. I think it was like 100 per person.
No, hell no.
Had to be.
We had like five guys there. All of us.
Dog, it had to be like.
What was the bill though?
I don't know, but it had to be high because we had a shitload of drinks.
Yeah, we was messed up.
We all ate I think it had to be like $100 a person. It had to be.
Here comes Cam, bro. Here comes Cam.
What? What'd I do?
You was trying to dip before the bill. Everybody caught it.
What are you talking about?
No, you was trying to, man, I gotta go. I gotta get up early. Motherfucker, no, you don't. We all here. We all, you don't gotta go nowhere. Sit your ass down.
I got shit to do.
Try to dip.
Did I?
Yeah, you try to dip. We got the bill. The bill was stupid high. It was like, it was ugly. Yeah. High, uglier than what it was supposed to be. I remember that because our boss was freaking out. He was like, what the fuck just happened? Everybody sobered, like, well, not everybody. He sobered up pretty quick.
I bet.
Like, and
You got the MasterCard.
Here comes Kev. Here's 5, 6. And, well, I didn't have no wings. Here's, okay, I'm going to cover my drinks.
Like, I ain't covering shit.
Bro, you, I think you put like 20 on the table.
Nah, that was my tip.
Bro,
y'all,
man,
figured the rest of this shit out.
Yeah, you kept trying to leave. It was a great night, though.
It was.
It was fun.
Very fun.
R.I.P. Allen.
What'd you say?
R.I.P. Allen.
He's still alive.
Is he? I ain't heard from him.
R.I.P. Not that whole gay thing. But
fuck. I can't breathe. Okay. Wow.
Why?
So when you go out,
Al is on top of you.
So let's just say this happened. I dash. Fuck it. I'm out.
So you gonna dip on your friends?
You try to. How you gonna make it look like it's bad on me? You try to dip on us.
I didn't try to dip
on you. I tried multiple times.
I think you embellishing.
What the fuck does that mean?
Where you're lying. It's a kind way of saying lying.
Fibbing. Say fib.
I don't say fib.
Embellishing?
No, embellish.
Embellish.
Yeah, embellishing. You're embellishing the
story.
I feel
like you just make up words.
No.
I really feel like you make up words.
Look it up. Ask Siri.
No, I feel like, well, I'll talk to her later, but I feel like you just make up words.
You must not have went to English class too often.
I didn't at all.
This is real shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just like you trying to dip on us?
Nope, that's not real.
And then leaving $5?
I thought it was 20.
Well, it was somewhere around there.
That's a big difference. But no, like, I don't know, dog. Like, if I have, say, a birthday party and we decide that we're meeting up at a certain restaurant, I don't believe that if it's 10 of us and the bill is $1,000, I don't think that everybody should pay $100. I think that everybody should pay for what they bought. So if you had lobster and shrimp and all kinds of and
you had a sandwich
and wild fucking shots of liquor and Casamigos and everything else, like, no, motherfucker, like, because people will try to take advantage of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So they're thinking in their head, like, oh shit, normally we just split the bill. You know what I'm saying? However many people it is, we just divide that shit. Boom. Everybody pays a certain portion. You know what I'm saying? So you're always going to have somebody that's already thinking that. So now they're ordering wild shit. Then you got the broke boys. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're always going to have the broke boys.
What are you looking at me for?
No, I'm just.
You gave me a look.
We're talking.
You gave me a look.
We bumping gums, right?
You gave me a look.
You can talk
without giving me a look. You said plenty of things today without giving me a look.
Hey.
Right now when you said, you emphasized
you got the broke boys. You know what I'm saying? So the broke boys is sitting there like, shit, I done had me. They say my drink was, I asked them. He said that the margarita was $10. And then I had the salad because I ain't have too much money. You know what I'm saying? My check, I'm not paid. I don't get paid until next week. So you know what I'm saying? Boom, my shit's $20. Here you go. You know what I'm saying? You got those people, you know? And then you got the people that, you know, be like, shit, I'm eating. You know what I'm saying? And they going to go ahead and cover whatever it is. And you just got to know your friend group.
You ever dipped out in the check?
When I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, I dipped out. You know what I'm saying?
Was it a big check?
It wasn't a big check, but in all honesty, we only dipped out for fun.
Just to do it?
Yeah. It was one of those things like, we went out. It was me and a girl. We went out. We was having a good time. And we was just talking. We was just talking shit like, hey, have you ever dipped out on a check? Nah. She was like, but I know you got the money. Like, yeah, but we ain't doing it because we can't afford it. Like, just have a little fun. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, so am I going to leave first? I'm like, yeah. Go ahead and roll out. You know what I'm saying?
You wanted a pain. I know you did. You're good.
I let her go ahead. She had the whip. You know what I'm saying? She went ahead and went out to the car. And then, you know, waitress wasn't coming out. Boom. I hurry up and did the little penguin walk where you're like, you try to hurry up and walk. Man, we rolled out and she was driving so fast, and like she was driving like somebody was behind us as far as like they was trying to chase us down. It was fun though.
So I dipped out twice. One successful. First time I dipped out, man, it was when my mom was still alive. We was having dinner. We had a Mexican restaurant. My mom was notoriously famous for when you come back, can
complaining.
I
complaining?
No, it was more like, when you come back, can I get a napkin? Some napkins? Yeah, they come back. Okay, cool. Thank you. Here's your napkins. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask for lemons. Yeah, I got your lemons. Come back. I need a straw. Like, motherfucker, ask for everything at once. Notoriously big for that, right? Notoriously. She sent a pancake back one time because they brought a towel to her upside down. Yeah, my thought exactly. But that's moms. You know what I'm saying? Moms are moms.
I mean, I guess you can put it backwards.
But my whole thing, just flip it. Just flip it. Why are you going to have to spit in your shit? Just flip it. So we're at a Mexican restaurant. Again, she's asking for things after things after things. And this waiter is getting frustrated, I could tell. He's a young guy. Tells my mom in Spanish to get her stuff together because he's got other tables and can't just be waiting on her. That's it. That's all I needed. Like I said, it's mom's. And he told her in an ugly way. And I want to be sure. I look at my girl. So what the fuck he say? And she goes, well.
Yeah, because we all know you don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I picked up a little bit. I picked up a little bit. A lot of the bad words. And I was like, what do you say? And she told me she translated. I'm like, this motherfucker. Like 5 minutes later, right? And I'm like,
said what?
I was mad. So we didn't pay. We dipped out. All right. Second time.
So whoa. How many of it was y'all?
It was about like 7 or 8 of us.
How the fuck did 7 or 8 of y'all skip out on a bill?
Because I told them I got the bill for them to go to the car. I'm good.
Okay.
I wrote on the receipt. I ain't got time to pay for this. Mama ain't got time to wait on us. I didn't eat. So I was like, you know, he was like, well, I'll give you 2 gold. Like, I don't want this shit. I was mad. I was so mad I didn't eat. All right. Second time, my non-successful time. I'm with a girl on a date. Again, we talking shit. Horrible service. Horrible everything. She was like, fuck it, I ain't paying. And I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah, you right. We ain't paying.
And that's what I said. Like, we ain't. And she's like, I'm bouncing. And I'm like, oh,
we
shit.
We bouncing.
So we did. She goes to her car, takes off. I go to mine. I'm like, fuck, my car won't start. Here comes the waiter. Knocks on my window.
You got to be bullshit.
Nah. It was a girl we worked with. I don't know if you remember. I'm not going to put her on blast. But we were at Buffalo Wild Wings. Knocks on my window. Were you going to pay for your check? I said, I came to get my wallet. I had to pay, bro.
That's
the whole funny. Time she's texting me like, hey, yo, you good? This and that. I'm like, I'm here paying. You pay? Why? And I want to talk to the manager. This is horrible service. I'm trying to get everything out of it. And they're like, well, sorry. That's all I got out of it. Sir, we saw you trying to leave. The manager even asked me, do you need help jump in your car? We got a cable box.
Man. You know I need help. So, fuck you and this place.
So yeah, that was my second unsuccessful time.
Yeah, I only did it once, and yeah, success.
Nah, not me.
Let's roll.
Not me. I sat there. Adam 22 versus Jason Love said he fucked his wife better. What? So okay, the porn star. What's her name?
Something to plug.
Yeah, I can't think of her. Evangeline or some shit like that. Let's call her the plug.
Yeah.
The plug got
plugged. Yeah.
And the guy
pun intended.
The guy that was doing the plugging said he did it better.
Yeah, than her husband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they've been kind of having like a little war words. You know, it's kind of crazy because, of course, you know, with this whole.
But in all honesty, he deserves it.
Who deserves it?
The husband.
Why?
You saw your wife get beat. It was a beat down, bro. It was a beat down.
It was a beat down?
It was a beat down.
You watched it?
Yeah, I wanted to. I've been looking for it. I can't find it. But I seen like videos, like snippets. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, her face, just her face alone.
She had the pain face.
Yeah, she was getting
drilled.
I just started yelling, stop it. Like, it was bad.
He was hitting her like he was from Chicago.
Yeah.
He was drilling.
and then this dude, she comes home to this dude holding flowers and chocolates and shit. Like,
I thought he was in there.
Who?
Her husband.
No, I'm saying, but afterwards, like, he's rewarding her. Buys her a car. Like,
see, that's the only thing that's making it all kind of corny. And like, granted, I understand, like, okay, I don't know if he's truly a cuck, but, you know, the whole buying her a car and all this other stuff for her having her first scene with a dude, I don't know. It just seems real corny.
It could be. I mean, but the fact of the matter is he deserves to be. He's lost his man card.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get it twisted. I ain't letting some other dude fuck the shit out of my girl, wife, whoever. You know what I'm saying?
I does the fucking.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. It's just, it's that whole cuck thing. Now, I could understand. Let's say you can no longer perform. You okay, know, okay. Say for whatever reason, you can't get it up.
ED.
I can understand at that point, you don't want your woman to leave you. You still love this woman. You still want her to be around.
So you let her?
I mean, at the end of the day, either you're going to let her or she's going to do it on her own.
Damn, that's a tough decision.
We bumming gums, right?
No, I get it. I'm with you.
Like,
I'm with you.
Like, you got to keep it real. If you can't perform and you can't do it, she going to find somebody else that can
real,
do it.
Is this a real offer or is this like a test to see if like she's loyal?
What do you mean?
Like, hey, baby, I can't get it up no more. I'm done deal. Go ahead out and get yours.
I mean, I would look at it from the real side of things because, you know, as you know, it being real, like a lot of men do suffer from that side of things.
I get it. And there's this girl I worked with, honestly, at a bank, not this one that I'm at, mm-hmm. at another place.
Yeah.
Whose husband had the problem.
Yeah.
And she was out looking. She was searching.
Yeah. It happens. So if you're in that predicament where you can't perform and you still want your woman to be satisfied.
Yeah, but man. I would try other things first.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, he got lockjaw or something. You know what I'm saying?
Like my mouth works. My fingers work.
It ain't the same.
Strap-ons, like.
So you going to put the strap on over top of yours?
Yeah. I'd rather that than, like, just someone plugging her up.
That just seems weird.
There's a lot that seems weird about this conversation.
It seems weird, though, like the. Because I think, like, the strap-on is kind of engineered to...
I'd rather her go lesbian.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah.
So what would that? So your choice. If you, let's just say this is you, put uh-huh. like you can no longer perform. You rather her get plugged or scissored?
I think that if a woman enjoys a penis, she's going to enjoy a penis.
You just out here trying to get points. Now you want all the fans to be like, oh my God, he's a dream. No, he's not.
I'm just, hey, that's just real. If a woman enjoys penis.
I'm for like for better or for worse. This is what you pick me. This is what we in it together. We're going to get that vibrator and go to the other room.
Dog. Like I said,
that's a tough decision.
I mean, it is. So, would you rather her to just leave you all together and then you're just sitting at home with your flaccid penis?
Honestly, yeah, because instead of like her walking in all limping and shit, I'm like.
So now you just sitting at home, you know, with the little flapjack.
Yeah,
just limp noodle.
Just flapping it, just.
You know what I'm saying? You sitting there with the limp noodle all by yourself, where you could at least have your woman there by your side that still loves you. You just can't really, you know, you might have to do the whole little thing where you try to stuff it all in.
See, I would try anything. I would do the pumps. I would do anything. Because then like, she come home just from getting railed, like try to kiss me. Like, oh, wait, let me go brush my teeth first. Like, oh man! Like,
well, no, she don't go. She don't leave out. You no.
So you want to watch?
That's what a cuck does.
We not talking about cuck. We just talking about a flaccid penis.
I mean, if you got a flaccid penis, then you know what I'm
you
saying?
Become a cuck.
I would think so.
I didn't even know we were going that route. I'm just thinking she out there just
dog. If you can't perform, and for whatever reason, it's just not working. I think that at a certain point in time, you like, shit.
Can a girl's part stop working?
Lube. We talked about that before. You know what I'm saying? Lube that clam up. It's always going to work. It's always going to work.
That's so lucky.
Because you know what I'm saying? As long as you got the key to the entrance.
Oh, my God. Stop doing that. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, man. Antonio Brown says he wants next.
Yeah.
Off of the plug.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, everybody's going to be taking shots at this guy.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. Call it a wrap. Stick a fork in him. He's done. He might as well just leave.
I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to talk shit about him, but I don't know how their business is set up, but it seems like he has the business mind, and at the end of the day, he's making money off her. So he's kind of like a pimp and a husband.
He would be a pimp.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, because she just got fucked the shit out of.
You get paid.
He got paid. And then he was like, you know what? I got so much money coming in. I'm going to just go ahead and buy you this Lamborghini. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel bad at how much money that I'm actually getting. So I got to do something for you. You know what I'm saying? Like he's a pimp and a husband.
Damn. He's right. He's living the life.
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Wow. Hampton men are flocking to doctors for penis injections. Would you do this?
If I needed it, yeah.
So, is it an enlargement?
Now, I don't know if it gives you length or if it's just girth.
I would think more girth.
Probably.
I think more girth. Interesting.
I mean, they say that's you know what fills them up.
May not get deep, but I'm tearing that entrance up.
Yeah, shoot, all around there,
man. So why? Okay, well, what would be some reasons to do this?
Let's keep it real. Most men, even most men that have a decent size, one would take another inch or two, right? So we're not happy because it's just like it's an ego thing. You know what I'm saying? We would take a little more. So it's like, yeah. But I guess the whole thing is, it's like, you know, kind of like with women's plastic surgery, like once they kind of figured it out and they got it like set, you know what I'm saying? Like the breast jobs when, you know, beforehand, they was like all hard and shit.
I wonder if women can tell, like, you know how we can tell they have fake tits?
Yeah.
I wonder if they'd be like, that's a fake penis.
Maybe if that shit's like super weirdly thick, you know what I'm saying? Like if it's like the size of a fucking 2 liter, it's like, you know, like what the fuck? This motherfucker got, you got them shots, didn't you? You know what I'm saying?
You ever seen that like oversized Snickers? That huge one? I'm not talking like,
oh, the one that's like a cake?
Yeah, not like the king size. I'm talking about like,
no, like a cake.
Yeah, it's, you gotta hold two hands to eat that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It's huge. It's uncomfortably huge.
That's what she said.
Stupid. We had this girl from work. It was actually a manager who loves Snickers. She's a big old Snickers fan.
Yeah, shut your fucking mouth.
My fault.
Oh, when's the last episode that you didn't that didn't happen?
It's been a while. All right, for her birthday, everybody pitched in. We didn't know what we were pitching in for. I didn't even want nothing to do with this. They bought her that overly huge Snickers.
What did she do with it?
She would eat it at work, and I would tell her stop it.
She just ate it at work.
She would just sit there at her desk with this big ass thing that she can't even wrap her hands around, and she would just take bites off of it. And I was like, stop that. I said, everybody's laughing. She goes, yeah, because it's big. I'm like, no, they're laughing because you look like you're eating a big penis. Stop it. Like, you don't know what's going on. Stop. I didn't know they were buying that for you. And she's like, but I love it. And she would put it like next to her face smiling. I'm like, stop. Yeah. You don't get what they're doing.
No, she knows what she's doing.
She thinks so?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I would think she knows what's going on.
I think it was huge, though.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Stop it.
And like that, we out.
You've heard them on Bumpin' Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumpin' Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J. Presents Bumpin'